If you want to be a really good copywriter, if you want to be a really good persuader, if you want to be a really good communicator, you need to structure your messages. You need your messages to carry the logic of the selling argument. It's been said that people make their buying decision or make any decision first on emotion. And then they justify it with logic. And I absolutely believe that is true. The thing is, they still have to be able to justify it with logic. And so the more that you can actually do that work for them, the more powerful and persuasive your copywriting will be. Now, this is episode number 11 in the series on the essential copywriting skills. There's going to work out to be slightly over a dozen. We're in the home stretch, right? But every episode is just as important and just as valuable, the way that I see it, the way that I read it. Like, this is some very, very, very powerful stuff. And when you embrace it, this can really be the difference between just being somebody who can write nice words and sentences and somebody who can actually structure selling messages that really work to move markets and to persuade people to buy. So that's what we'll dive into in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so selling is not just emotions. It's probably more important. Like, if you had to split the two up, I don't know. I don't even like that line of thought. If you had to split the two up, emotions is more important. Is it though? Because even if you get somebody going emotionally, if you're not able to direct that emotion towards whatever outcome makes the most sense, then the persuasion isn't going to happen. So you need the logic. You need the logic to justify it. And so you need to understand how to create logical structure to a message, how to create logical structure for your copy if you want that copy to be effective at actually getting people to take action. And so really, like, what this comes down to is you need to build your message to make sense and to build on itself. Frankly, most of us, anybody that is a professional communicator, would benefit from studying classic logic. Like, this goes all the way back to Aristotle. It goes back to ancient Greece. And it's like things like, hey, A plus B equals C, right? Being able to say, this is true, and this is true, and therefore this is true. Or if this is true, then this is also true. There's a lot in the classical logic, classical rhetoric that is used to present coherent messages. And arguably, like, if you just have the logic part right, that doesn't mean your copy is going to be good. Most of us are not actually persuaded on logical grounds alone. We are persuaded. We are emotional beings. And frankly, like, most of us, even those of us who think that we're extremely logical, are driven by this gigantic emotional force that we are just riders on. Like, our logical brain is just a rider on that emotional animal that we go through our lives on. It's just some of us are more or less in tune with it. So that said, like, you know, logic alone won't make the sale, but it is a necessary ingredient for someone to be able to feel good about the purchase. And so if you understand classic logic, if you understand, you know, how to string ideas together, how to make conclusions with ideas, how does that translate into copywriting? Well, one of the most powerful ways that I found is in writing, in fiction writing, there's a distinction between pantsers and plotters. And so one of the most powerful ways that I've found is to take more of the plotter's path than the pantsers path. What do those two things mean? Well, if you are writing fiction and you are a pantser, it means you're flying by the seat of your pants. You are just you just open up the blank page and you say, I'm going to write whatever comes to me, right? And there are some people who are very good writers at that. And there are some people who do that in a way where it's kind of already come together in their head. It's just a matter of that's their process for getting it out on paper. On the other hand, there are plotters. And that is people who actually come up with a plot before they write whatever it is that they're going to write. And so they outline the copy. They outline whatever it is that they're writing. And they say, okay, so this is going to happen, then this is going to happen, then this is going to happen, then this is going to happen. And then when they actually sit down to write, it's a matter of telling the story, fleshing out the story of what happens to hit those different plot points, right? And so in copywriting, if you want to be more effective on a logical level, I find that it is extremely helpful to outline your copy, to sit down and say, this is what my sales message needs to contain. This is what my sales message needs to say. And oftentimes what I'll do is I'll outline beforehand. Okay, this needs to say this, then it needs to say this, then it needs to say this, then it needs to say this. Although what I find is that a lot of copywriters, like if I do a copy review, I'll find, especially with more novice copywriters, that they didn't really do that beforehand. And it doesn't necessarily make sense to go all the way back to the beginning and start over again. So what I recommend as a second best thing is to actually sit down with what you wrote and say, what was I trying to do in this section? What was I trying to do in this section? What was I trying to do in this section? And I'm outlining what I've already written. Right? It's like if somebody was going back through your copy and taking notes and like, oh, this is what this person was, you know, here's what they were trying to do. Here's what they were trying to do. And you outline it afterwards. And then you look at just the outline and you say, does this make sense? Does this flow? Does this build on itself? Does this take you from this place of, oh, you have this problem to, you know, we have the solution for you. Like my entire PISA formula, problem, agitate, invalidate, solve, ask, is actually a really good, very high level outline for like what the copy needs to do, what it needs to communicate. And what you need to know is like, what are you trying to do every step of the way? A great example of that, I did a copy review for Perry Marshall once, and I'm forgetting exactly which one. I've done a few with him. I did a copy review for him and I said, ooh, a lot of this is so good. Like a lot of what you're saying in here is really good, but I feel like it's things are hitting me out of order in the copy. And what I actually realized is on that particular piece of copy, he had really gone through the whole PISA formula. And he doesn't write from my formula, but he had gone through the whole PISA formula and he had all the pieces in the sales letter. And so I said, okay, this is the problem section. Let's move it here. Okay, this is the agitate section. Let's put it under the problem. Okay, this is invalidate. Let's put it there. Okay, here's the solve. Let's put it there. And here's the ask or here's the action that you want them to take. Let's put it here, right? And we restructured it based on that. And we made sure that the transitions made sense. And it was a huge change visually to the letter, but I didn't actually... like there wasn't a lot of line by line edits, but what it did was it made the entire thing flow on a logical basis. Like, oh, here's the challenge that, you know, that we're facing, and here's like why it's so important to solve it, and here's why all the solutions out there don't actually make a lot of sense, and here is the solution that works, and here's, you know, how to get the solution, here's the action you need to take, here's my ask, my offer. And by going back and saying, what are we trying to do with each part of this copy? And how does it actually make sense? How would it flow better? We were actually able to create another big success for his copy. So what I'm doing there is largely doing, I'm following a concept that I picked up from Clayton Makepeace and Dan Kennedy called sequence of beliefs. And that is, you know, I was working on a project with Clayton, and before we even started writing, he said, what are the sequence of things that I, your prospect, need to believe to be true? And in what order? In order for it to make my responding, my buying this thing inevitable. And really, there are with any piece of marketing, there is a sequence of beliefs, and your prospect has to believe this and this and this and this and this, and that becomes your logical structure. Okay, how can I shift their belief to the point where they believe this? How can I shift their belief to the point where they believe this? How can I shift their belief to the point where they believe this? And if I do that right through the copy, then it makes the copy much more likely to be successful. And I recently actually did one of my monthly insiders calls for BTMS insiders around what I call the six-step belief shifting framework. And this was a copy framework, a copy outline of sorts that really is designed to take people through the belief shifting process for almost any particular product or service out there. Now, at a high level, I'm not going to teach it here. It's an hour-long training that you can get if you're a BTMS Insiders member, where you sign up and it's like Netflix for all my copywriting and marketing training. You pay a low monthly fee, you get access to everything. And that six-step belief shifting framework, basically what it went through is, hey, here's this thing and it works, right? This works to solve whatever problem, to get whatever result. It works for people like me, the prospect. Okay, so it works, like it worked for you, it works for people who are like me, and then it will work for me. And it goes through an entire process. Obviously, that was three, I said six steps. It goes through an entire process to kind of move through all of that and move to the point where you're ready to present the product, the service, and make the offer. And that's an important, you know, even if you were to just sit down and say, okay, what does the logical structure need to be for a product or service? It's hey, this thing solves this problem. It actually works. It works for people like me, the prospect, and it's going to work for me. And that in itself is a pretty solid logical structure if you are solving somebody's problem or helping them achieve whatever outcome through your product or service, through your offer. Now, there are some different big idea types. And in my high velocity copywriting program, again, part of BTMS Insiders, I do teach three big idea types: an urgent problem that you're trying to solve, a 10x opportunity that is presenting itself, and an imminent prediction, which is going to lead to an urgent problem or a new 10x opportunity, a new problem, new opportunity. And each of those kind of has their own way that you can approach. And that program itself went through templates. But the whole point of this is, like, when I'm thinking about copy and people who I've trained, when they're thinking about copy, one of the biggest things that they do that starts to set them apart or really sets them up for a lot of success going forward as a copywriter is they develop this sense of, okay, it's great to be able to write well and write like in descriptive language and get people emotionally engaged and come up with big ideas. But what happens when you have a big idea and you've introduced it and you're, you know, 500 words, 1,000 words into a longer piece of copy, and suddenly you're not quite sure what to say next and how to get from like this introduction and this big idea to the point where you're actually presenting the product and making your offer? And when you can figure out how to do that, and when you can figure out how to build that logical structure that takes you from, oh, this is a great lead, all the way up to, oh, I'm ready to buy, like that's very powerful. And that is really a secret to being able to write that kind of longer copy that's designed to generate response in a way that really holds the attention of your audience and keeps them engaged and translates their emotional engagement and attention and interest into actual desire for your product and action where they're taking purchase, or where they're making a purchase. Now, I will say offers in themselves have their own particular logical structure, and this one is fairly easy to get right, and yet, you know, if you mess it up, it can just not feel quite right, or there can be some unanswered questions in your prospect's mind that are going to prevent them from actually responding. And so, you know, if I'm going to structure an offer, I just sat down before recording this video and just took some quick notes, but I want to introduce the product. I want to present the transformational benefits that we talked about in an earlier episode in this series. This is how it's going to change your life. And then I'm going to cover some of the features and benefits as part of the deliverables. Like, yeah, and this is what's in it, and here's why that's going to contribute to that transformational benefit. This is what's in it, and here's the benefit. And so at that point, I've introduced the product, I've presented the deliverables, I've explained the benefits, the transformation that's going to take place in their life, and then I say, and here's what the total value adds up to, right? And here's the total value of everything you're going to get. And then we find a way to present the price that is going to feel like it is, you know, a fraction of the total value that they're getting. So, you know, they're getting a lot of value and not having to spend a lot. And then we're going to make a guarantee. We're going to somehow reverse the risk of the transaction. We're going to say, hey, you know, you're not actually saying yes today. You're just saying maybe you're giving yourself an opportunity to try this and see how it works for you and prove that it's going to work for you. And only if it does, we're going to keep that money. Otherwise, you're out nothing. And then maybe layer on some bonuses, layer on some additional value, and then recap everything, the whole offer, including the bonuses, right? And then present urgency, like, here's why you need to do this now. And then close, like, get someone to take action. Say, it is time for you to do this. You know, the world's not going to wait. This opportunity's not going to wait, whatever it is, right? You close on the sale. And, you know, that was just a really quick run through a potential offer structure for you. But thinking about that, for example, having the guarantee hit right after the price is very important, because right after someone's thinking, ooh, that's a lot of money, even if it feels like not a lot of money to you, having it hit, like, oh, this is how much I expect. Okay, it seems like a good deal, but what if it doesn't live up to the promises? Oh, there's a guarantee, awesome. So there's a logical structure to presenting an offer in a certain order. Oh, and not only is it guaranteed, but there's additional bonuses? Okay, that's awesome. Wait, so what all am I getting? Okay, there's a recap. Oh, urgency, you know, like, why should I take action now? Oh, here's the urgency element. And thinking through all these things allows as the copywriter, what you're doing is you're keeping it simple for the prospect. You're keeping your communication clear. You're not making them think too hard about everything. You are essentially presenting every answer to an objection right as that objection is coming up, just by structuring things correctly. And the same type of creating logical structure, it doesn't just apply to single messages. It applies to creating entire, like, marketing campaign. So, for example, if you're going to have multiple messages go out over multiple days in a campaign as part of an offer, a lot of times you're going to open up with something that's more emotional, like the positives, showing the reason why for the product, but not in, like, a logical way, but in an emotional way. Like, here's the reason I created this product in the first place. Here's why it was so important to me. Here's my experience of going through the problem, the agitation, the invalidation, the finding a solution or creating a solution, and the action that I took. And so you're gonna introduce the offer in a way that's gonna tend to capture the emotional part of the selling message. And that's gonna be the beginning of, let's say, an email marketing campaign, right? And then you're gonna provide more logical justification through the middle. But again, this is all, even though I'm saying logic is in the middle, it's all part of the logical structure of an entire selling message. So you're creating more logic for, okay, here's why this product is such a good deal. Here's how other people have benefited, people like you have benefited, etc. And then towards the end of the campaign, as you're structuring it, you're looking for more, like, more urgency enhancers. Hey, this deadline's coming up. You're gonna miss out on the opportunity to participate in this. You know, fear of missing out. You're essentially getting people to act before a deadline or before some kind of scarcity event happens. And like, that's what I teach in my fast cash flow email campaigns, which, again, that's another BTMS Insiders training. You get a lot if you sign up for BTMS Insiders. You get access to my entire catalog, over 100 hours of training covering all sorts of different topics. But the important point relevant to the main topic of this video is that every good piece of marketing, every good marketing campaign, it's not just the superficial words that make you feel good. It's how those words fit in a context of an entire message, or an entire, well, it's a message if it's structured out over the course of multiple communications or in a single communication. And it's what is what's the logic behind how each part of the message is moving the selling decision, the buying decision forward. And when you can create that logical structure and have it imbued underneath the emotional the emotional details, the emotional experience of the marketing message and what you're conveying in that marketing message, then essentially what you're doing is going back to that quote from the beginning, that people make buying decisions or make decisions based on emotion and justify them with logic. What you're doing is you're giving them that logic that they can use to justify the emotional decision. And that logic, of course, is supported by the actual benefits that they get from using your product. So yeah, I mean, that's what you need to do in terms of creating the logical structure. Now, if you do want to check out the 6-step belief shifting framework, that was a monthly insiders call with BTMS insiders. If you want to check out the high velocity copywriting program, which goes deep into how to structure your selling messages and how to write well, using logical structure with emotional layers on top of it, right? That link is in the description. The fast cash flow email campaigns, links are in the description to check out those. Again, BTMS Insiders, it's like Netflix, but for copywriting and marketing training. So you pay one low monthly fee to get access to everything, including those three trainings and a whole lot more. My name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets and, you know, episode number 11 in this series on the essential copywriting skills. I would love it if you would leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this, how valuable you're finding the series, and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do differently with your copy as a result of this? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including these episodes and more. And if you're checking this out by mid to late June of 2021, you'll also see a link in the description to sign up to get all these episodes delivered starting at the beginning. So again, my name is Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value with these episodes. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.